This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, thank you very much for having me tonight. We're going to be speaking about raising children, and I want to summarize things that we've been saying throughout Pesach, after Pesach, things that have to do with our time. One of the things we found in Pesach is the very basic of having the children on the table, and then when you have all the children on the table, the most beautiful way, and you try to be warm to them, and you try to get them close and ask the questions. And when everything picks up to the highest level, and you already been mekayem the mitzvah that the Torah commanded us, that we should speak to the children about Yetziat Mitzrayim and about the Nisim that we went through, we're starting off first with labeling the four children. And that's very strange. You think about it, that you'll take and label each child, whatever it is, and some of the children, actually three of them, don't get such a positive report card when we label them. It says in the Haggadah, Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah spoke about four types of children. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad She'eno Yodea Lishol. So Chacham, it's a wonderful thing. You have some children that are wise, and the tzaddikim, the good, they're going the right path in the right way. That's a wonderful thing. But then, you have those that are not there. You have one that is a rasha. He's a wicked child. He does things that should not be done. You have another one that is called a tam, and you have one that is she'eno yodea lishol. Now, if the Torah speaks about four children, the Torah assumes that it's very common to have those four types on the table. And it sounds very, very strange that the Torah would want us to label children and to say, this is the Chacham, and we'll treat him with respect and dignity, and we'll raise him further. And then when you have the other children, you have a Rasha, you'll knock him off. Tam, there's a way how to treat him. V'she'eno yodea lishol, you start speaking to him and getting him involved. It's very strange. The Torah really wants us to take a kid that is a Rasha and throw him off the table like this, make him more angry. One time, being to a house on Shabbat, beautiful house, and the hospitality was wonderful. And one of the things that the host had on the wall was a big picture of the four children. Four types of children. Keneged arba banim dibra Torah. And you see the 5 years old, 6 years old children on that picture. And you see the Chacham sitting down with a sefer. Tam has a face of a tam. You know, your daily shol, you see somebody that's a little bit not involved. And then you see the Rasha with a slingshot. He has a face of somebody who's a little bit mischief. And he's holding a slingshot. And you think to yourself, this is the way we describe such four children in our mind. And you open up the Agadot Shel Pesach today, very common to have with drawing and pictures, and you see this is basically the way you find it. A Chacham would be sitting with a Sefer, he's learning, and he's doing well. But the Rasha, on the other hand, you see him doing things that don't seem to us the way things should be done. And you think to yourself, really? Is that the way it is? When I spoke up, they asked me to speak, I said that I think the picture is wrong. The picture does not represent four children. Because when you are 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, even more so when you are a teenager, and you're a little bit mischief, you're a shovav, you do things that shouldn't be done. You go and you use the slingshot, and you go to places you shouldn't go, and you do things you shouldn't do. That doesn't label you a rasha. And it's even the wrong thing to do to label a kid. Because once you label a kid, so you raise him and you pick him up to become such a kid. If your kid knows that his father looks at him negatively, his mother looks at him in a bad light, this kid has less chance than the kid that the parents are constantly approving of everything that he does. So the picture definitely doesn't reflect what the kid would become in the end of days. We all know about Gdolei Israel. There's so many stories about Gdolei Israel that when the little kids, they did things they shouldn't have done. They were very, very shovavim, as they call today. They do things. They did a lot of things that we don't expect kids to do. At the end of the day, they grew up to be Gdolei Israel. Mamash Gdolei Israel. It doesn't make any difference what a kid does when he's young. It makes a difference much more the way you raise that kid. And therefore, when it comes to this, Keneged Arba'a, Banim Dibrat Torah, we need a little bit of explanation because it doesn't fit well to think that indeed the Haggadah would label the four kids and that's the way it should be. So I wanted to say and explain over here something very important. What do we say in the Haggadah? We say Keneged Arba Banim Dibrat Torah. We don't say Be'arba Banim Dibrat Torah. We don't say that the Torah spoke about four children. No. Keneged. What's Keneged? That we'll see in a second. And then, you all know the question, very, very famous question, that the Chacham and the Rasha are both using basically the same language. The Rasha says, Ma avodah zot lachem? What are you doing? That's the reason we're attacking him. Lachem velo lo. What do you mean lachem? Lachem, you're not involved with us? You're not part of us? What do you mean lachem to you? But then, when you take a look at the Chacham, he's not saying so much different. He says, Ma avodah, ma העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם אלוקנו אתכם. Same לשון, אתכם. So מפרשים struggle over here. Some say, because he said, השם אלוקנו, he put himself in the כלל ישראל, then he, when he meant to say אתכם, didn't mean that he's not part of it. Different פירושים, they really don't fit, they don't sit too well. But I think, if we really read it correctly, we'll see that the Haggadah does not speak about those four children. It's not saying Be'arba Banim Dibrat Torah. No, no. It's saying Keneged Arba Banim Dibrat Torah. What do you mean Keneged? We're talking about somebody else that reflecting to those four children. Who is this somebody else? And I think that's talking about the parents, the father. Keneged Arba Banim, it depends how the father raises his children. A father has the ability to raise children in four different ways. There's four different ways how to raise children. You can raise a Rasha in your house. You can raise a Chacham. You can raise Tam, but you can raise a kid that doesn't know. And you have to teach him how to do things. Because otherwise he doesn't know. He's not involved. It doesn't mean that he can't talk. It doesn't mean that his IQ is low. It doesn't mean that he's very passive. He just doesn't know because you never taught him. I think this is talking about the father. How do you raise your children? Keneged Arba Banim, it's all about the father, the parenthood. And that's what it's saying over here. Rasha, when you have a kid, and you're raising a kid that's a Rasha, what did you say to him? Not what the kid himself says. No. We're not talking about the kid himself talking. We're talking about the father's talking. Rasha, ma hu omer. When you're talking about Chacham, Chacham, ma hu omer, what does the father say? Let's see how the father of the wise boy speaks. What does he talk? What does he say? Chachama hu omer, he says to the child the following, Ma edut, vachukim, vamishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etchem. Who's speaking over here? The father. When the father sits by the table in the Haggadah on Leila Seder, and he has over here a kid, and he wants him to be a chacham, so he has to build him up. What does he say to him? You should know that the command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, all the mitzvot, was special for you. It's fit exactly to your size. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to you openly and specifically just to you. You're so important that throughout generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to have the light of having such a beautiful, good kid, good child, good, important human being. That's who you are. And that's what you say to him. Ma ha'edut v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etchem. You, it's about you. It's all about you. You are so important when you raise a child to feel that important. You tell him that the Torah was given to him. He's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for all these generations. That will be fit enough to have that kid raised to become a Chacham. And that's what the Torah, that's what the Haggadah says. It approves of such a behavior to a father. And the Torah and the Agadah says, "Afatay molo kilchot haPesach en maftirim achar haPesach afikoman." What those words mean? Those words mean that after the afikoman, after you did everything and you ate the final meal, the final matzah, you en maftirim, you don't eat anymore. That's literally what it means over here in that Mishnah. And what the Haggadah tries to hint to us is that if we gave the child so much compliments, we build him up to feel important, to feel that the Torah is his, to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting and is looking at him as somebody that's very, very important, so then you did everything you need, and after that you don't need to worry anymore. You constantly have to water that garden, give more to that child, but you're doing the right thing. You don't need to do more than that. This is the right approach, and that's what it says over here. En maftirim achar haPesach afikuman. You're doing the right thing. But when we're dealing with a Rasha, keneged arba abanim, the father of a Rasha, how does a father of a Rasha talk? You know what he says? Ma avodah zot lachem? What are you doing? What are you doing playing all day? You're doing nothing all day. You're no good. What did you do? We went over there. Why did you go there? You're no good. When you approach a kid in such a fashion, such a way, what are you raising over here? You're raising just the opposite. You're raising somebody that's going to be a Rasha because you're knocking him down. And that's what it says over here in the Haggadah. Lachem velo lo. You took that kid and you took him out of the klal. Who did it? Not the kid himself. The kid is just like in that picture. He's 6 years old. He could be motzi atzmo min haklal. You have 6 years old. He says to his father, I don't believe, I don't like being Jewish. He's 6 years old. I'm not wearing a yarmulke. So what do you say to him? Get out of the table. You're no good. Lachem velo lo. Get out of here. Don't come here ever again. That's really the way the Torah wants us to deal with a 6 years old that comes to his father. And the kids come today. They all talk like that. The kids come and they say, I don't like being Jewish. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. I don't like wearing a yarmulke. So what? Kid talk. It's 6 years old. It's 7 years old. It's a teenager. It doesn't mean much. Doesn't mean much. What does the kid, when a kid comes to you, he says, I don't want to wear a yarmulke. What does he mean? What does he want? What's bothering him? He needs a little bit of attention. He needs a little bit compliments. He needs a little bit time with his father. That's all he needs. He doesn't mean anything more than that. Once you give him that, you resolve all problems. So the Torah over here would tell us, Lachem velo lo, lefi shehotzi et atzmo min hakelal, kafar ba'ikar. We're talking about a little kid. He's already kofer ba'ikar. You know what? When you want to be a kofer ba'ikar, you need to be a talmid chacham to be a kofer ba'ikar. You need to have knowledge. You have to have education. You have to come up with theories. These little kids have theories. They don't know anything. Nothing. They know a little bit. They learned a little bit in yeshiva aleph bet. They learn a little bit math. They learn a little bit how to write. And they come home. They could be kofer ba'ikar. Of course not. It takes much more than that to be kofer ba'ikar. So who talks about over here? The Haggadah is talking about the father. You took him out of the klal. You took him. You otzi et atzmo min haklal. You take him out of klal Israel. Eventually, that's where you're leading him. Kofer ba'ikar. Afata keshinav. You should speak to the father and tell him, you should know that what you're doing is a mistake. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li betzeti Mitzrayim. You need to know, for that kid, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Because those kids are really regular, normal kids. You just need to know how to water those kids. And therefore, we come up with the conclusion that when you see a kid in a picture with a slingshot, you see a kid that's a little bit mischief, doesn't mean anything. Chacham Ovadia said, when you have a kid like that, he has more potential than the kid that sits down and learns. You have people that are more calm, they're sitting down, they're learning. That calmness that they see, they don't have this desire to go and do things and go with their friends and fight and jump and run and do the wrong things. They don't have this drive. Such a person would learn. Okay, maybe in the future you also learn. But learn a low level. But that kid that energized, eventually he settles and he goes much further than the other kids. So that's the musar we learn over here. And that's something that we really, really could implement in our generations. Because again, in our generations, Barba Banim, Keneged Arba Banim, Dibra Torah, it's more than any other generation. In our generation, almost every house has Arba Banim. And therefore, we need to know that don't get excited. You see a kid that's doing a little bit wrong, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean much. It means that he needs a little bit of attention. That's all it means. It means that he needs a little bit compliments. Sit down with him. Learn with him. Give him the time. Give him a little bit father time, a little bit mother time, and things will be okay eventually. It takes time. It takes a long time, especially teenagers. The hormones drive them crazy. They're doing the wrong things. Fine, but it's a period of time. They pass through it. And once they pass through it in a healthy way, in a healthy manner, they on the good road eventually, and they'll do fine.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.